From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Saudi Arabia will face divine revenge because of its execution of Sheikh Nimrah Nimrah, a prominent Shiite cleric of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he's deeply dismayed by all of it. In India, Shiite Muslims marched through Srinagar Saturday, voicing their opposition to the 47 executions, including the killing of Sheikh Nimrah. Saeed Mujahid was among them.
We are protesting for the martyrdom of the Ayatollah Sheikh Bakr Nimrah in Saudi Arabia, along with 42 Mu'minin who are executed today. So we condemn this execution with strong words.
The widely revered Shiite cleric was convicted in 2014 of sedition and other charges and sentenced to death. U.S. warned that Nimrah's death would only add to strife between religious sects in the region. United States on Saturday can criticize Rwandan President Paul Kagame's decision to seek a third term. Kagame's current term ends in 2017. New changes allow the 58-year-old president to run for terms which could keep him in office until 2034. Israeli police Saturday identified a suspect in a shooting outside a Tel Aviv bar that killed two people, wounded at least seven others. There is a full-scale manhunt for Israeli Arab Nashrat Milim. It is unclear if the shooting is tied to the recent wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis. Almost daily attacks have killed 21 Israelis in recent months, 130 Palestinians. This is VOA News.